Hi, Sissy. It's me again, Miss Cassandra, holding this cute little pink cage, which will replace your little pink ribbon and the pink thimble, too. That little thimble that I keep threatening to stuff your little dicky in. Oh, don't worry. I know it could hurt, and you may get upset. We certainly do not want Sissy upset. Now, I want to show you what this cage will do. It will keep your dicklet chaste. The key will go on a shiny silver chain around my lovely, soft neck. For safekeeping, you know. Why am I subjecting you to the cage? Well, you must know that you have to cover your tracks, little girl. Sissy Cummies dried up in Mistress's panties simply will not do. You have your own. My panties are black, and you do not wear black ever. Pretty pastels are your style. You will never be dominant. You will never even play dominant. Realize that. There's only one dominant in this domain. Just for this infraction, Sissy, I will give you a spanking tonight after I lock you in this cage. You will be sent to bed without your dinner. And you know what that dinner is, too. The meal from your cum jar. Not that you like that. You do it just for me. You would much rather eat the cum out of a fat 12-inch dick. Who wouldn't, really? There will be none of that until you have spent a long, very long time in chastity. Call this your sentence. Then you will be on probation for a very long time. Wow. Such a very bad girl. You really didn't think you would get away with all that. Bad girl. Bad.